Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Anybody have Thelma Lou there, Craig?
Yes.
Oh, really? She was 95. Betty Lynn was the actress's name. She played Thelma Lou on Andy Griffith.
Yes, three players.
Only three.
Had,
okay.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
I know you knew she was alive. I wouldn't have known that.
Barney was banging that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, after they were married.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they weren't married until one of the...
Colored episodes.
Way later.
We don't say colored anymore.
I mean, colorized
episodes. Reunion shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't get married till then, huh?
Right.
All right. He probably didn't rock
that. Danny was all over
She was a good
that.
church girl and going girl, so she probably wasn't taking care of Barney.
Yeah. So, three players had Betty Lynn... Deb Fisher's red dildo.
Oh, yeah, she's horrible.
And Betty Lynn. Papa Pandy Sexy Pants gets a hit. And a special juice.
What kind's
from,
that?
From the solar system.
Uranus.
Yeah, it's a hit.
All right. The only one that matters.
Yeah. There was another hit.
Uh-oh. I might have missed this.
You did miss this.
Okay.
And this is a big deal.
Okay.
And you will see why momentarily.
A lot of hits on it or just a big deal?
47 players had Ruthie Thompson.
Okay. Is that the, who was she, Craig?
Ruthie Thompson was not just a super centenarian passing away at the age of 111.
Oh, that's good. Is it 110 is super centenarian?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to get the... Into the tens
Got
to
it.
Be super.
Right.
She was an American camera technician, animation checker, known for her work on animated features at the Walt Disney Company, and declared a Disney legend in the year 2000.
Okay.
Is that how people know who she was?
Yeah.
Or were that they just the, looking up super centenarians?
No, that doesn't count. Just being super centenarian,
right.
You'd be famous.
But... You know, I guess we will call her, since she was named a Disney legend, I guess we will call her reasonably famous.
Yeah.
And so 47 players got a hit with Ruthie Thompson.
God, that's how it
is. See, that could have gone either way.
Yeah, but if
Depending upon your mood.
If those people found her,
yeah,
she must have been somewhat.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. And then I saw Disney legend, and well, you know, she's going to make news just by being that.
Right. Yeah.
And so what that means.
Uh-oh. Somebody's got eight hits or nine hits?
Two players now have eight hits.
All right.
One player has nine, of course. Yeah, we know the turd,
has
nine.
He just goes by
two
the turd.
Players now have eight hits. Two players are now breathing down the neck of the turd, Dot Sandusky's moist basement.
Want to meet that person.
And Todd's front yard chickens.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Both have eight hits.
Do you?
Now, what do they have left of those two?
Oh,
that's
okay.
The key.
Who's on each of their lists?
The last two, yeah.
So we can put them on the Shannon Doherty watch list.
Right.
Charlie Trippi.
Who's that?
Not familiar.
Wait a minute. Let me see. That might be the wrong list there.
Hey, don't give his name on the list. That confuses people. This is funny.
No. It is Charlie Trippi.
Okay.
Former American football player for the Chicago Cardinals from 1947 to 1955. He's 99.
Is he famous?
Well, we
you know, just regular football players.
Hall of Fame induction in 1968.
Yeah, okay, Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Tom Parker, a guy who is not doing well with a band called The Used.
Okay.
And that will actually be a high point hit.
Because she's been had cancer the whole year or something like that?
Yeah.
The Wanted, Greg.
The Wanted. Yeah. Sorry. I want The Used, so...
British-Irish boy band, The Wanted.
Oh, I remember that band.
Yeah, of course.
So, what's the other guy have? The Todd's Front Yard Chickens.
Which, you just say that like, it's the Bears.
Yeah, I know. It is, yeah. I remember Todd's Front Yard Chickens. He's a good player, man. Obviously, he's right there.
Right.
Well, it could be a woman. We don't know.
Tom Parker again.
All right.
And Denny Crum.
Oh,
from the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah,
right.
the old basketball coach
from Louisville
Cardinals. You know, if I'm not mistaken, he's got the dementia.
I'm telling you, man.
And has been sick for some time.
I think that's the case.
So neither one of those people have Shannon Daugherty, so that means if they can catch this, they can catch the turd without Shannon Daugherty putting the turd over the top. All right. This is an interesting game at the end.
And then
we got time. Fogelberg season is after Thanksgiving. It's not even, it's mid-October. We got time.
Right. And if Tom Parker doesn't make it, that's a lot of tiebreaker points.
Right.
If you Google his
name. He'll be glad to know that.
If you Google his name, the first headline that comes up is Tom Parker issues devastating update over cancer battle one day ago.
Oh, yesterday?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't say it that way, Craig. Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday?
No, because sometimes those headlines, you see the headline, and it was actually from last year.
I know. Yeah, you look at the thing.
It's old.
Yeah.
These are all one day ago.
I see those, too. They confuse me.
Inoperable, incurable brain tumor.
For our Deadpool players.
Oh, fairly young guy, then. If he's
33.
A boy band, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that sucks, man.
It's horrible.
Really?
That sucks. Deadpool players are horrible. Thanks for playing the game, though.
Yeah, how bad you are if you run
play for next year, too, by the way.
Never ends.
And we will be rattling off some of the names that had, some of the 47 names that had Ruthie Thompson.
Cool. Yeah, you know she was 100 if they called her Ruthie.
Yeah.
Just Ruth in general. That's not a real common name anymore. That's like Aunt Ruth, Grandma Ruth, you know.
Yeah, you got to be really young or really old.
The
Ruthie.
Yeah, some of these names have been coming back. So there's old school names that are becoming babies again, you know. But there was years where that didn't happen, you know.
I did notice a weird thing going on in our Deadpool. Taint Dead Yet is he's got some questionable hits here.
But he's
something might be. We might need to look into Taint Dead Yet.
Oh, like he's responsible for killing them, you mean?
Yeah, there's something up with Taint Dead Yet. That's because if you look at the webpage for Craig's Deadpool, which is craigsdeadpool.com, or you can get there from the Empire website.
TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah. Right, you can get there that way, too. You will notice that on the latest news on our Deadpool, there's a couple of hits on there. It says Willie Garson. You may remember him from Sex and the City and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
He passed away
earlier in September. And it says here he was picked by Taint Dead Yet. And then you look a little bit farther down. It says Norm MacDonald was picked by Taint Dead Yet. Here's the odd thing. For some reason, Taint Dead Yet had both Norm MacDonald and Willie Garson as alternates. Not on their regular list.
What
they
does that
did
mean?
Not get it. Nothing. I mean, it's just weird that those two, he had Willie Garson and Norm MacDonald.
It's an anomaly.
On his list, but they were both listed as alternates.
But both fairly unknown sicknesses, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Those guys both kept them really under wraps.
Yeah, I didn't know either one.
Yeah, so there's something going on. Taint dead yet.
He's a doctor.
Right.
He might have, he might be playing around here. We might need to look into
this. Because how many people had
alternate.
Norm MacDonald?
Zero.
Nobody.
Zero had Willie Garson. Zero had Norm MacDonald.
And nobody knew about those guys.
Doctor Taint dead yet. This guy's in the, he's on the inside. That's creepy.
Yeah, he's got a little insider.
He better be careful just when it's his own life.
He sounds like he's running some sort of experimental cancer treatment research, and these guys were part of it.
Yeah, he wouldn't know that they kept it quiet. Yeah, he knew something. If your taint dead yet, you know, let us know how you thought of those two names. I'm just curious, because if, I mean, you don't have to give up your, just say, well, I got somebody
inside.
Yeah,
but were they that confident? They would have been on the regular list.
Well, he might have taint dead yet.
He might have heard. He heard just, something. Right. He heard something.
He might just be playing by the rules and say and letting us know. I know something, but I'm not going to profit from it.
Or I know something, but these guys are probably going to make it to the end of the year, so that's why they're alternates.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you still can't be actively involved in their death. If you put them on an alternate,
no, but
list,
you can
right?
you can hear something.
Well, you don't get you just don't get the points
you
for
you can
it.
Hear right. something.
So you don't get a points for an alternate. So I might just be dangling it out there for us to figure out for ourselves.
There's something creepy about that. Yeah, I get it. I think there's something weird going on there. I don't. That the odds are too weird that nobody had those people. He had them both as an alternate,
right? Yeah.
Or if he'd had solo hits on either one, it's still creepy. He had them on a list somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Taint dead yet.
Yeah.
Don't cross taint.
It's like some of these people are creepy.
Don't cross the taint, man.
Deadpool players.
I ain't crossing the turd. Who else is
kind of creepy?
Who to put you up on the turd's ass?
God's front yard chickens.
Yes. And
and
we zoned out on that one, right?
Yeah.
That was a big
it's
brain
been
fart.
3
right?
minutes.
Yeah. But you know
Dodge
they're good.
Yard chickens. Oh, and
Don Sandusky's moist basement.
That's probably why I forgot
that's
about
why,
that.
Yeah, that's why I blacked that
moist
one out.
Moist That's talking about her underwear.
But we talk about you a lot if we abbreviate your Deadpool name.
Right, the turd.
Like it's simply the turd.
Yeah.
And the other one will just be the chickens.
Chickens.
TFC, yeah. Todd's Front Yard Chickens.
And Dot Sandusky. Of course, there's a couple of Dot Sanduskys in there. So with the,
yeah, you probably have to say the moist basement.
Yeah, the moist basement. Yeah, basement.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It may be news to you that the Chicago Sky.
Oh, the WNBA. It was news to me.
Are celebrating their first ever WNBA championship.
Nothing against those athletes. Those athletes are amazing. But I don't even know there was a team.
Did they sweep them?
Who'd they beat?
Chicago Phoenix. Sky beat the Phoenix Mercury.
The Mercury.
In game four. They did not sweep them.
It was it's a best of five.
Best of five.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, my Bleacher Report app on my phone was really trying to get me interested in the WNBA finals are tipping off. Hey, they won. I went, look, football.
Is one girl from ESPN that hosts, Taylor's her name. She had to play college basketball.
Maria
right?
Taylor?
Yeah. Because she was hosted a halftime for Monday Night Football last night. And she's standing next to Drew Brees and the other dude. And Brees, I know Brees is only 6'1". And the other guy was, I don't know who, he's probably a little taller than Brees. But even though she had heels on, she towered over both of them. And she had to play basketball in college. But it was so weird to see him doing a stand-up at halftime, and she was looking down at both Brees and the other dude, man. Now, granted, like I said, she had heels on, but they weren't platform. They were in Gene Simmons heels.
She played athletic scholarship to University of Georgia, where she continued to play volleyball and basketball from 05 to 09.
All right, there you go.
All SEC.
How tall is she? Oh, sorry. No, we're not playing a game anymore. Just tell me how tall she is. I want to bring that back.
Not listed here.
I don't care about the game either.
That's odd.
Yeah, there were
6'2".
Boycotters.
Okay, when the heels on, she's still taller than Bree standing up.
Yeah.
But with heels on, she was kicking his ass.
When I drove by the front door. We don't come in through the front door. But a lot of protesters bitching about who's taller.
That's the biggest thing on the show right now. Mm. But I'm with you, Craig, on that one. I'm done with it, too. Things don't become fun on the show anymore. They just go away.
It's done? Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
You listen to us for, I don't know, 30, 40 years.
I stand behind you.
60 years we're on the air here.
I support your decision.
Well, it seems like these coronavirus vaccine lotteries don't make much of a difference in people getting vaccinated. That's the conclusion of a new study looking at states that offered incentives.
Good. Well, not good. The lottery should be you save your life by doing it, or you're just an idiot after
that. Yeah, you should do it because it's like the greater good,
right?
That kind of thing.
Every time I hear this all the time, Todd, and it's obviously not you and me. People will say, people that really want people to get the vaccine, like all of us do, because we're smart and they're not, always say, I don't wish any harm on anybody. And I said, no. We do. You and I have wished death on people. And I think a lot of people would say that in their brain. They're afraid of saying it out loud.
But that seems to be the only thing that's going to incentivize some people. If people around them die.
Right. But even then, I talked about this before over the week. I was talking to a friend of mine who's lost a couple real close friends, not to death, to Trump and COVID. I mean, he doesn't talk to him anymore. They were like the best friends. Just they don't get vaccinated. He said, I'm done with these people. But we were talking about that. There are people that have died near people that still won't get it because it was them. Nobody ever thinks that things are going to happen to them, Craig. You know that. It's not me.
Yeah.
It's that guy's family.
That's true.
It's not mine. You know.
5 times more cops died from COVID.
Yeah.
During the COVID era.
Yep.
Than they have in the line of duty.
You said duty. This is the problem too. And all these cops don't want to get this. I did a couple of those this weekend, some tweets. I read that stat too. You work with the public.
Protect and serve.
No. It's bust heads is all to a lot of these people. It's not protect and serve anymore. Where's Officer Friendly would have got vaccinated. Now I do know some cops that got vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm aware of a couple myself.
But there's a lot of people out there that haven't got vaccinated that are cops and TSA, and that's just so stupid. You're working with the public. And you're going to get fired, too, a lot of these places. But you're right, though. It's the leading cause of police officers for a year and a half now.
Right.
I mean, not just totally. Bunch of them dead.
Tyler?
Yes?
How's your Bitcoin?
Well, here's
it's up.
Yeah, it is. But what I do now, I told you that,
You screw it up, don't you?
No, I just keep selling little bits and pieces.
You screw it up.
So I'm up about $400.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm in the bank, $400.
No, I understand.
Yeah, so I'm letting the rest ride. And every time it gets a little higher, I'll cash it out. Literally,
you're not letting it ride. If you're cashing it out, you're not letting it ride.
Because it goes back down, so I'm actually making money.
What are you doing with that money?
I'm putting it right back. I'm paying bills with it, basically. Okay. If I get a bill that's like $45, bang, it's paid for.
So you're putting it into the local economy or the economy in general?
It's back into my account.
All right. Well, Bitcoin's going up again.
Yeah.
It's over 60 grand.
But I got into it too late, like most people did. People that got into it early made a fortune.
Okay, but... I mean,
if you put $10 in it when you originally in 60 grand now, hello, think about that.
Isn't that the case with every investment? Yeah. Everybody gets in too late.
Well, but if you had a 40% increase in the small amount of time that you have been in there, then that is an amazing return.
Yeah. It is.
Right. But well, that's your amount of time.
But it's not life-changing money. Those people have life-changing money.
We're talking percentage here.
Oh, I know it is.
And the reason that it wasn't life-changing was your fault for not putting that much in there.
Right. You should have invested life-changing money.
Had you put life-changing money in there, you would have gotten 40% more.
I wasn't going to put 40 grand in there. I did it for a bit. I put 1,000 in there, you know.
And you would have 40% more in there at this point, according to you.
Actually, it's not as much as that, Craig. I'm sorry. What I've cashed out is about $300.
Okay, still 30% in that amount of time is an amazing return.
Yeah, it's been what, just a few months, if that?
I bought 4 new cars.
Three, four months maybe?
Yeah.
Has it been? You've been on that bit?
Yeah.
Coin?
It was just a bit, exactly.
Manson family member Charles Tex Watson.
I remember that dude.
Will remain behind bars in California. 75, still serving time for the murders that he helped with his Manson cult family members back in 69.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that actually was in the room stabbing people.
They denied his latest request for parole. He's eligible for another parole hearing in 5 years when he is 80.
Good luck with that. Doesn't sound like there's any compassion with that guy. And there shouldn't be, probably.
Not getting any compassion out of that deal.
No. What's the movie we all love now? They mix up the story.
Oh, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's so amazing how they use that Sharon Tate.
I don't have the cable channel that's on. I've still only seen that the one time in the theater.
Oh, I stop on it all the time. I stop on it all the time now. It's so good.
What's it on that you don't have?
Is it
Show, maybe?
No, I've got Showtime and HBO. Must be on Stars.
Push. I don't know. Right. Like I see it all the time. So I get all those channels.
I bought it like off Amazon or something.
Yeah.
It's on Showtime.
I went and saw it in the theater that summer when it came out.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's a movie you stop on a lot now. Yeah. I saw the end of that the other day, actually.
The least bloody, violent Tarantino movie ever.
Except at the end.
Except
the end. It's really bloody.
Yeah, but you expect that throughout the entire movie Tarantino.
Yeah, but he makes up for it at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Save it for the end.
He takes that lady's head off the phone, just crushes her face. Sorry, it's not a spoiler alert. You have to watch the movie.
There's no poor Marvin in the back of the car, you know?
Yeah, but it's still a brutal scene, though.
The new Rolling Stones Fisher-Price toys are temporarily out of stock. They released their special edition Rolling Stones figurines in time for Christmas. The Little People collector set includes 2.5-inch tall replicas of the four band members, including a Mick Jagger figurine with the Red Ton logo and a little Keith Richards with his red headband. They're currently sold out. Amazon says they're trying to get more, but too many people want the Fisher-Price Rolling Stones figurines.
Thanks, Biden.
Yeah.
Can't even get my figurines.
I saw a lady talking about that the other day. People don't want simple explanations. They just want to blame people. But during the pandemic.
No, they want simple explanations.
I know, but that was
that's
fine.
The simplest of all.
And they want that. Right? I mean, they can't handle the truth. And the truth was the lady was talking about a global pandemic caused a lot of places to shut down. And then these ships started putting other stuff that was made in these things. And now these things are full. So there's no room for other stuff to go in there. And it's just a rolling thing that's happened because of a global pandemic that nobody took care of at the beginning, including ourselves. But it won't matter. You'll just walk in, and I can't find my Fisher-Price Stones thing, and you'll bitch at Biden.
Or the poor kid at the store.
And you'll talk to your redneck buddy with a MAGA hat on, and you'll blame that. Not knowing about global economy at all.
More accurately, you'll bitch about Biden to that kid at the store.
Probably.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you'll bring it up. That's right.
Sir, I can't do anything about that.
I suppose you voted for Biden.
I'm 16, sir.
I'm 16.
I can't vote yet.
Oh, man. Nick will be here later on. I'm back. Oh, Deadpool hits coming up, too.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels.
All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.